In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says that Eve became the mother of all living. She was, no doubt, the mother of many, many children. We don't have all of those children listed. We know that there were several just from the number of children that Adam sired. And so when we look at Eve, the mother of all living, she is described with this word, mother. The word Eve means life. And in the word mother, we also have the concept or thought of one who gives life. God certainly made Eve a mother, and God gives us mothers today. And we should praise God for the wonderful gift of mothers. And that's what I'd like to talk about a few moments this morning as we think about in praise of the mother's makers or maker. We praise the maker of our mothers, first of all, because he made our mothers to be kind, and good mothers are kind. We praise the maker of our mothers because he made mothers to be compassionate, and we praise the maker of our mothers because he made them to be caring. And let's think about what the scriptures say about these attributes today. First of all, we see that God made mothers to be kind. The word kind means to do good unto others in a pleasant and gracious manner. Kindness is an attribute that God has and that he wants us to have within our life as well. In Luke 6 and verse 35, Jesus talks to us about God's kindness. He says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest." Listen to it. "For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." So God is kind. He is kind to everyone, including those who are not kind in return to him. And so often we see that attribute in our mothers sometimes when they are kind to us and we are not very kind back to them. But they are reflecting the love of God in their life when they do that. Kindness is an attribute that all of us really need to have. In 1 Corinthians 13:4, we see that love is kind and we're all commanded to love one another. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, we read, "And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." And so kindness involves the notion of forgiveness that we're supposed to practice within our lives. And forgiveness is one way of being kind. And mothers, we know, have to forgive over and over and over again the various different problems that they have with their children from time to time. And so kindness involves forgiveness. When we see mothers expressing kindness to their children, we see God living in them. They are generous of spirit. They always want the best for their children. They are gracious and pleasant in the company of others. They help their children to learn and to grow and nurture them toward maturity. When we see kindness, we look at the life of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and look at the prayer that she prayed in regard to God giving her son Samuel. Kindness is something that we remember about our mothers. Listen to Ann Taylor's poem about mothers. "Who sat and watched my infant head when sleeping on my cradle bed? And tears of sweet affection shed, my mother, when pain and sickness made me cry, and who gazed upon my heavy eye and wept for fear that I should die, my mother, who taught my infant lips to pray and love God's holy book and day and walk in wisdom's pleasant way, my mother, and can I ever cease to be affectionate and kind to thee, who was so very kind to me, my mother? Oh no, the thought I cannot bear. And if God please my life to spare, I shall hope or I shall reward thy care, my mother. When thou art feeble, old and gray, my healthy arm shall be thy stay, and I will soothe thy pains away, my mother. We praise the mother's maker for making mothers to be kind. But then secondly, we praise the mother's maker for making mothers to be compassionate. God is a compassionate God. Psalm 86 and verse 15 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." God even compares himself to a mother in Isaiah 49 and verse 15 when he says through the prophet Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they," that is the children of Israel, "they may forget." But then God says, "Yet I will not forget." Like a mother who is nursing her child and having compassion on that child, God says, "I will not forget you. I will be with you." Jesus, our Lord, was a compassionate Lord, and we read many times in the New Testament about the compassion that he had on those who were sick or who had physical problems of one kind or another. In Mark 5 and verse 19, we read about a man who had a legion of demons. And it says, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee." And so when he cast all those demons out and the man was healed, Jesus wanted that man to go back to his family and tell them about the Lord's compassion. Christians are to be a compassionate people. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 8 we read, "Finally, be you all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful and courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." And in 1 John 3 and verse 17 we read, "But whosoever has this world's goods and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him?" Oh yes, God wants us to be compassionate because he is compassionate, because his son Jesus was compassionate, and God made mothers to be compassionate as a reflection of his compassionate spirit. We don't know much about the daughter of Pharaoh that rescued Moses from the river, but we do know that she was compassionate on him. In Exodus 2 and verses 5 and 6 we read, "And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, This is one of the Hebrews' children." It was compassion that saved the nation of Israel from slavery in Egypt. And so compassion can do great and tremendous things in this world. Who knows what our compassion might accomplish in regard to our children and regard to those around us. Carl Sandburg wrote these words, "Here is a thing my heart wishes the world had more of. I heard it in the air of one night when I listened to a mother singing softly to a child restless and angry in the darkness." But then finally, as we think about praising the Maker of mothers, we understand that we praise Him for making them to be kind, for making them to be compassionate, and then for making them to be caring. We read in the Scriptures that God certainly cares for His creation. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, we read, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." One of the ways that God has demonstrated His care for us is by giving us our mothers. Jesus certainly cared for us. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verses 6 through 8, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But Christ commends His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Yes, Jesus cared for us. And we ought to care for one another's. When we read the parable of the Good Samaritan, we think about the way that we are to care for others. In Luke 10, verses 33 through 35, Jesus says, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was," that is, where the man who had been beaten was, "and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and listen to it, he took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you.'" That is the picture that the Bible gives us of caring for other people who are in need. A picture that we need to internalize and make a part of our very life as well. Mothers are naturally caring. I'm reminded of a mother in the Old Testament that we don't have named for us in 2 Kings 4 and verses 8 through 14. She's only described as being a Shunammite woman. She had a little son. And one day her little son was out in the field and he fell and hit his head and became seriously injured unto death. And Elisha came through and found the son on his deathbed and was able then to raise him from the dead and returned him to his mother. Well, this mother was so moved by Elisha's great gift that she prepared a special room for Elisha, and she took care of Elisha. And every time that Elisha came through, he would stay with this woman, with this Shunammite woman, in this special room that she made for him because of the wonderful love and care that he showed to her. She then turned around and showed it to him. And what a beautiful story that is. And what a great example she is for us of caring for those who are in need today. Mothers are a great blessing to us. Abraham Lincoln said these words, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Mothers reflect the highest attributes of God in being kind and compassionate and caring. And perhaps this is just part of what it meant when God said in Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 and 27, "Let us make man in our image." And then it says, "Male and female created He them." It is within the life of both males and females that God's image is reflected. I'm so glad that we can celebrate this day in which we honor mothers, and I'm so proud to see so many here who are honoring their mothers today. The Bible says, "Honor thy father and mother." And Paul says, this is the first commandment with promise, Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 3 and following. And in honoring that commandment and remembering our mothers, not only today, but every day of our life, we are doing the will of God within our life. God bless you today, and God bless all of our mothers. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our dear mothers. We're thankful, Father, for those who are here and alive today, who bless us so greatly, and who take care of us when we have wonderful needs. Father, we thank you for our mothers who are away from us and who are not present. And we pray, Father, that you would bless them and take care of them at this time. And Father, for our mothers who have gone on before us into the next life, we're thankful for all the wonderful care and concern and compassion that they provided for us in the best way, Father, that they knew how to do. Father, help us to reflect those best attributes of our mothers that we see, Father, in you. And help us to emulate those ways in our life so that our life can be a life of praise and joy, a life of kindness and compassion, a life of caring and concern for our children and for those around us. Thank you, Father, for our mothers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, we mentioned that Jesus cared for us even when we were ungodly and even when we were yet sinners. And he went to that cross so that we might have forgiveness of sins. And perhaps there's someone here this morning who needs to respond to the kindness and compassion and caring of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us what we need to do to be saved. We need to hear his word and believe it. Repent of our sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. And if there is someone here this morning who would like to do that, we're ready to help you do that. If you're a Christian and you need the prayers of the church, we would love to reflect God's love and kindness and compassion and care within our lives by praying for you today. So if you have a need, we encourage you to come right now while together we stand and while we sing.